Butler, St. Helena, California, March 9, 1906. Elder George I. Butler. My dear brother, we shall have trials, but I am instructed to say to you and to others that laborers often bring upon themselves greater taxation than is required. The counsel given is, cut the discourses short. Were a long discourse divided and only one half given, it would be better retained in the minds of the hearers than the whole of a long discourse. This counsel belongs to me as well as to you. Except when I have a special message to bear, I am determined to speak briefly because it is best. I am growing old, but I do not feel the weight of years. I have always been afflicted, ever since I was 9 years old, and at 78 I suffer less pain than I suffered in my earlier years. But I am now determined to take care of my strength, and I shall not weary others by long talking. I want you, as one of the old hands and the experienced workers, to live to be able to bear your testimony, as did John. We are personally under the training of God. Let us trust in God, for we need His help constantly. You do too much talking at one time, and so do I. It is not best to put this extra strain upon ourselves that is unnecessary. We need to hold more testimony meetings. Please consider the words I bear to you. Save your strength. I am afraid for so old a man to bear such heavy burdens. We do want you to have a clear testimony to bear just at this period of the earth's history. We want you to have a clear mind that you may counsel together with those of like precious faith. Let us do our best to bring about unity. I am in a position where I cannot change the past experience if I would. For the Lord has led me and has given me such evidence of His power in every advance movement of our work that I have assurance, made doubly sure, as to every position we now hold as truth. We cannot distrust such manifestations of the Lord's power in defining what is truth. I am charged that we are to hold the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. We now need clearly to define what is truth, and let not the enemy steal a march on us. We know, and Elder Haskell and Elder Loughborough know also, of the earlier history of this work. There are a few now alive who passed through the experience of 1843 and 1844. Let us be careful of our life power. Do not work too hard. I am glad that your sister and nephews are to be in Nashville. May the Lord help and strengthen you all. Elder Haskell and his wife have done a good work. They would be glad to be with you. Sister Wilson has been faithful and true in her line of work. The students that were being educated in the Nashville Bible School have done a good work, a work that should be done. It is best to give instruction, line upon line, precept upon precept. There are at Graysville those who need an earnest experience in soul saving. This is the very experience that families need now. Tell those in Graysville to agonize with God in prayer, to say, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Genesis 32, verse 26. All who will carry the burden of souls will have a deep and living experience. Hunt for souls, fish for souls. Every family should have experience in this work. Read carefully Matthew 18, verse 15 to 17. Here is God's rule laid down clearly. Will we obey it? It means much to live the Christian life in the home church, in the family. Brother Butler, let us urge greater spirituality. Let us pray that the converting power of God will come to the home workers. Tell our people to study the 18th chapter of Matthew. Let us strive to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed, not only for himself, but for those who were opposing him. When he felt earnestly desirous that the souls that had trespassed against him might be helped, he himself received help. Let us pray, not only for ourselves, but for those who have hurt us and are continuing to hurt us. Pray, pray, especially in your mind. Give not the Lord rest, for His ears are open to hear sincere, importunate prayers when the soul is humbled before Him. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, not until seven times only, but until 70 times 7. Verses 21-22. There is forgiveness with God. Try to lead the sinner to remove personal wrongs, because he is to receive an education to prepare the faulty character to overcome through pursuing a right course. We must urge upon wrongdoers to become like Christ in this world, if they would have a welcome in that world that will not tolerate a sinner. Let us urge upon wrongdoers that God multiplies his pardons. I must close this letter at once, else it will not get into the next mail. Let us work to the front, and we shall see the salvation of God.